Before we continue, this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you can save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states. Thank you, Progressive, for sponsoring this podcast.
What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah. That feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
I'm good. I was at a concert last night.
Oh, so how was it?
It was great.
Oh, it was the Grace Girl.
Yeah, Grace Ives.
Now everybody knows that we're filming this episode the day after. Yes, we are filming the day after. The day is May 8th. So if we say anything that does not correlate with something that's happening May 20th, we're sorry.
Forgive us.
Forgive us, please.
Not on intention.
There's a crazy update on the Hanta virus.
Yeah, right.
we're just casually going on.
We're either in a disgusting pandemic right now or it's simmered out,
or yeah,
who knows. I guess we'll find out later. Let us know in the comments. It's so, like, I keep seeing more people coming up with like different scenarios, like, or they keep coming up with more details on like what the people on the boat were actually doing. Like, these people paid like thousands of dollars, like $20,000 per day to like be on this like small ass cruise ship.
Yeah.
And they're pretty much doing like a kind of like a adventurous type. So they would make stops and
for
they would
excursions.
Go excursions. They'd go into like the pits of different countries and shit, which is like, you know, that's like, you're pretty much asking for a virus to come fucking attached to you.
Dude, but they went to Antarctica.
They also went to like some landfill in Argentina, which is like, why are we taking our guests that are paying so much money to a landfill? Or why are we even walking by a landfill? You're smelling.
Why is that an attraction?
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing that's where all the rat poop was. Like, what else is going to be at a giant landfill in Argentina?
It's like a high, high, low, low cruise. Like, it shows you the most beautiful, like, tip-top everything in the world. And then it's like, but also, we have this. And it's just landfills, garbage. You're like,
my mom is sitting there watching like different like outlets, and she's like, why the hell are people going on back caves and shit and bringing that shit back here? I was like, you know what, mom, that is crazy. It's like if someone came to you and were like, oh, we're gonna go back cave exploring in other countries, that sounds fun. No, mm-mm. Like, it just sounds like, when you don't think about like catching something, it sounds fun. Ooh, cool. And then when you hear it from the outside, you're like, that's not cool or
but
fun.
Imagine doing the Batcave exploration and they're like, make sure if anybody got bit, please raise your hand. And you're just like, like, you're like, I don't want to raise my hand.
Yeah, it's like, you don't want to be the person to start the next one.
I'm so divided on bats in general. Like, they're kind of like, they're cute, but they're fucking gross. That's like a rat that can fly. Like,
yeah,
no,
pretty
but
much.
What's really weird, if you look at their face, it looks like a dog.
Yes, and then it gets even creepier the more you look at it, but then when you step away, you're like, kind of cute, and then when you like step away further of it just as a species, you're like, what the fuck is this? Like, I've seen videos of like, maybe it's like somewhere like in Italy, or they have, you know, those like terracotta like roofs and stuff, and it's just a bunch of bats, and they're just like picking them up and throwing them out.
About the guy, like, oh! Are you talking about the guy that's like, what the hell are you doing here? Get the fuck out. And like, he's pushing all the bats off his roof.
But they're kind of cute.
They're adorable.
I would like to touch one.
You see?
Like, just one like on your chest. And
there's
like,
there's patient zero.
And that's where it starts.
That's where it all starts.
And it's just so, the way they just sleep upside down like that, just haunting.
Why does Batman Hunter. Like bats? Because he was in a cave and there was a bunch of bats and he like...
He doesn't like them. It's all about facing his fears because he fell into the bat cave and then was swarmed by them. And then he embodied his fear to strike fear in the villains.
Wait, that's the Batman story?
See, okay, so it's I thought he got bit by a bat.
Right. It's not like Spider-Man.
That's Spider-Man, Mookie.
It's a metaphor of conquering fear.
Yeah.
Batman doesn't have like supernatural powers. He's just rich. He's rich, ripped,
yeah,
and strong and can fight.
Smart, you know, he's the world's greatest detective.
It's crazy that we all know how Spider-Man became Spider-Man, but I did not know that about Batman. I literally thought he liked bats.
Watch Batman Begins. I think that's where the bat scene is, right? And Batman Begins.
What about Superman?
Superman is from Krypton?
Yeah, Krypton.
Yeah,
but his real name is like Kal-El.
Yeah, that's his Kryptonian name. But then he lands in Kansas.
Because his parents' planet was like doomed, and they were like, we got to send this baby. We got to get him out of here.
Yeah.
And then let's just put him in Smallville, America.
Did you find that out in, Pleasantville?
Smallville.
Pleasantville.
Pleasantville's a good movie, though.
Pleasantville has Spider-Man in it, Tobey Maguire.
There you go.
Wow. Look at my brain's firing up. Just give me some time. I just woke up.
Okay, so who wins? Spider-Man, Superman, or Batman?
Superman.
It's gotta be Superman. I mean,
yeah.
But if you watch Batman versus Superman with Henry Cavill and Ben Affleck, Batman kind of wins in that.
How?
Which I've never...
It's not possible.
He can barely run fast.
Because Superman's one weakness is kryptonite, which is like a radioactive rock from his planet, which I've never understood how we're able to find so much of it with Lex Luthor and stuff for this alien fucking rock. But he like creates a gas.
But dude, all he needs to do is pick up Batman, go up to space, and let him go.
Yeah, but
Batman has to go and find this shit.
He has to drive.
Yeah, he's not flying there. Not flying to find kryptonite.
But Superman has like, you know, super morals, and so he doesn't kill.
Right. You're right. He saves.
Yeah, that's his like one weakness is that he
Zane.
Does Spider-Man really kill? What? I think he's just always like, gotcha for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yes. He puts him in a spider web trap.
He puts him in time out for a minute.
He's definitely in cahoots with like the police, though. Like he really works together with the police. But the police like don't like him at the same time. They're just like, you're destroying our city.
Yeah.
But thank you for catching these guys and putting him in cobwebs.
Spider-Man never seems like he's like financially doing that well. Like Peter Parker ain't rich.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no. No, yeah.
But so he's just having to go back to like his one bed apartment, sharing with his mom and stuff. And
it's,
like,
it's humbling though, because he goes out and he's famous.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, his mom's dead. He lives with his aunt and uncle.
Oh, yeah. That's his, yeah,
aunt
his aunt
and Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben dies though.
But he died. Yes, but that's who he lived with. But he never had his parents.
Oh, you're right. I know nothing. Well,
there is a big meme going on right now about Spider-Man killing people because Spider-Man's way stronger than you realize. And so, like, in the video games and, like, the movies and stuff, when he punches people, they're like, that guy's absolutely dead.
Yeah.
So. It used to piss me off in the video games because I wanted to kill, but you could only punch. And I would just keep hitting, and I'd be like, come on.
I don't know if I ever talked. I was just thinking about this other day, and I don't know if I've ever brought it up again because I was so embarrassed that I did this. You guys remember the time? This was actually... the episode where we dressed up like Anchorman. It was like the first episode of season
three or four
or whatever. Do you guys remember the story that I brought up where I went to a nightclub and I saw like two of the Spider-Man, like the two of the actors there. It was like Tom Holland and Tobey Maguire. And I like thought that was the coolest thing. I was like, holy shit. Like both guys from different Spider-Mans are in the same, like at the same table at this nightclub. I was like, holy shit. Also, I'm not like a huge Marvel like fucking fanatic. I've seen both Spider-Man movies, but that's it. I didn't know what was coming up. Nothing. I saw this happen at a nightclub, public nightclub, mind you, like everybody there
was witnesses to the people in attendance.
So when I came back that week we're recording, I mentioned that I saw them both and that was so cool and that was it. But then it like that clip went out and everybody in like the Marvel like universe, they were freaking out like, oh my God, confirm what? Yeah, both Spider-Mans are in the same room. Okay, what do you mean? And it was because that new movie with the No Way Home or wait.
Yeah,
no
you
way
had
home?
Like Tobey Maguire. You had, had Andrew all of them Garfield.
Yes, and nobody knew if this was going to happen. But when I said that I saw two of them together, it was like a pretty good confirmation because they were probably hanging out a lot because they were shooting.
But what was crazy was people were getting mad at you. I remember everybody like yelling at you in the comments.
But you know like, what? Like, look, I get why they're mad at me because they love their surprises, especially the people in that like in that world that love the movies. I get it. If I'm at like a private if I'm at a private house party and I see something, I keep that to myself because that's private. That is like you're in like a private setting. You're in a right. private home.
Yes.
If you're seeing,
if you're in public, you yeah. got bragging rights to say I spotted that person in public.
Yes. If I'm seeing like two celebrities talking and I hear something crazy, I would never say that because like it's like a private.
Yeah.
Thing. Yes.
So to me, it was just like
it
was, that
was safe
okay.
to say.
And I remember. I think it was like somebody from the team or something reached out to David and was like, "Hey, like that was really not cool.
Can you make Zane shut his trap?
Yeah.
You know?
Like, hey, that was like not cool. Blah blah blah. But then I was just like, "Hey, David. At the same time, like." Who came up with the idea of both of them being at the same table at a nightclub? Like, I think that's
there's
not the,
paparazzi outside the fucking nightclub.
No, well, no. Like, they can like.
They go through the back door.
Yes, okay, they go through the back door. So I was like, you know, I was constantly back and forth. I'm like, wait, was I in the wrong? Was like should I have seen that me being like a podcaster like and knowing that.
Before we continue, this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you can save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states. Thank you, Progressive, for sponsoring this podcast.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
I don't know. But again, I didn't know the Marvel Universe. And if I did know that, if David immediately goes, hey, Zane, so this is a big deal because Marvel's about to come out with a movie where they don't know if they're together, but this guy, if he were to tell me that, I would have been like, right. I shouldn't say anything.
I was going
to
say, that would be like seeing Aquaman and Spider-Man at a bar together. You'd be like, that's cool.
I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to tell all my friends.
Like, I would never think they're doing a Spider-Man Aquaman crossover.
Yeah. But I think that was a moment where like I lost some sleep for sure for a few weeks.
Hold on. Can we clarify this timing wise? When did this go down in advance to the movie coming out? Was this a year out, a month out?
I feel like it was shortly after.
Were you in the Anchorman costumes when you told that story?
Yes. Okay, we were. We were literally the news.
It was
channel.
That night? What? Wait, what? When? It was the night we wore the costumes?
No, it was the day we put the podcast out.
Okay.
The episode out.
Oh, and that's when we were at Whitney Cummings' Halloween party.
That's crazy. How do you know that?
Because I was talking to Theo Vaughn, and he just
and
was,
we were in costume, yeah.
And he was talking to Patricia. I think Theo Vaughn just had a big crush on Patricia. He was just like, but he was making me laugh so hard, I had a fake mustache, and it kept falling off, like, talking to Theo Vaughn.
That's why, oh my God, we were wearing that shit. Okay, so it wasn't when this got released where it really went everywhere, is when someone clipped it.
Okay.
Someone right. clipped it and it went on like the Marvel superhero
universe.
Pages.
All the fans found it. Well, Zane, it's not your fault.
Thank you. Yeah, I know.
It's
just
not your fault.
It's just like as soon as we're talking about Spider-Man, I was like, oh fuck. I want to bring it up because I want you to tell you guys like the back end of what was happening in my life.
Look, damn, we really killed that shit though.
Did.
We really were we're a media outlet.
I never wore that suit ever again.
Yeah, I don't even know where that is. And that was a good suit, too.
We should run that intro.
Yeah, let's. Thank you, Matt.
Before we do that, that episode came out a month before No Way Home.
Okay, so a month in advance ain't that big of a deal.
That, before the movie came out or before the release of...
Before the movie came out. They tried to keep it a secret until the movie
came
out.
They did try to keep it a secret, though. Like, you can't find it. You couldn't find it anywhere that the two of them were in that movie.
If you looked hard enough, maybe.
No. I think I was the closest to evidence. For sure.
They wouldn't have been going out together in a fucking nightclub.
I hated that. I wanted anything to delete that episode and just wipe it from the internet. I felt so bad. Can you imagine if I was a Marvel fan? No, I felt terrible about that. I did not like that, and I did not like it. You know what I did like, though? When I released the Starbucks coffee cup again.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
The Starbucks coffee cup that was in one of the episodes.
Oh, yes. You were on that.
Yeah, dude. I was like, I was the one by the TV ready to press play when the episode came out. And I was the first one to post the Starbucks coffee cup because I thought it was crazy.
You got it, baby.
And I got it. That was it.
That is crazy.
I have a feeling that was a PR stunt.
I don't think so.
No.
I think that was just poor production.
That's crazy, though. Like, to go from, like, the person there to them to editing to, like, you think after all those fucking rounds they still missed it?
Maybe.
That, look at that cup. It's not like it's an eyesore. It has a white top on it.
I wonder now with like AI tools, would they like be able to scan all their footage and be like, is there anything we missed?
Yeah.
And they'll be like, yeah, you have a coffee, a cup here. You need to go and post. Cause that's something easy you can edit out with just like another mug or a stein.
You put a dragon.
But I wonder if just nowadays they would be able to catch that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Just thinking out loud.
Yeah. Now we can run the intro.
All right, let's get it, baby. 3, 2, 1. It's Coffee Talk, baby!
Where is he? Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Jared.
And we are... maybe in a pandemic.
Maybe. Relax. Stop.
Maybe. Hey, dude, maybe not. I don't know.
Maybe not. But once again, we're very early in this episode. We don't know everything, so we'll see.
Yeah, guys, right? It's like March. It's March 5th right now. So just give us some leeway.
Today's the 8th of May.
I know. I'm surprised it took you guys that long to catch that.
I was just letting it ride.
Me too.
If Dr. Pepper was a doctor... what kind of doctor do you think it'd be?
I think it'd be holistic. ENT. I think it'd be like an herbal.
ENT.
ENT. Oh, I like that too.
Yeah.
I saw a girl who made a TikTok. She's like, what do y'all think? I think she's a female OBGYN.
No.
I think it works for everyone else.
No, it's an ENT doctor. Why? Because pepper makes you sneeze.
Oh.
Zane. I like where your head's at.
I like a psychiatrist.
Dr. Pepper.
Do you think Dr. Pepper is a male or a female?
It sounds like a female. Dr.
I think
Pepper.
So.
Or maybe it's because I'm putting that girl from TikTok now attached to Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, I kind of see her in my head. Dr. Pepper.
She is.
She's a psychiatrist, and the only thing that can fix me is prescribing me Dr. Pepper.
A Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper Zero.
Yeah.
Dr. Pepper Diet.
I don't know, just a little...
food for thought.
Is Dr. Pepper Coke but cherry in it? Like, what's the flavor of that?
We've talked about this before.
No, don't, but I did see something.
You know, I forget.
It sounds so good and it makes so much sense. Somebody on TikTok was like, Dr. Pepper is the same as like barbecue Sprite. Like,
it's like, wow.
It feels the same as barbecue Sprite. And I was like, why does that work so much?
Barbecue Sprite.
It does have like
perfect.
A barbecue sauce-esque to it, but I hate thinking about it. But it has a 23 flavors, a mixture of fruit, spices, cola, vanilla, and often describes as spice cola. But you're right, Zane. There's cherry, blackberry, apricot, plum, lemon, orange, vanilla.
Yeah, tastes like it.
Before we continue, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you didn't know, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I think it's a good reminder that whatever you're carrying right now, you don't have to carry it by yourself. Life can feel heavy sometimes. For me, it's usually the late night spiral, thinking about work, family, the future, all the stuff you feel like you should have figured out by now. And the truth is, nobody has all the answers alone. Sometimes it helps to just talk to somebody who will listen and help you sort through some things. And BetterHelp connects you with a fully licensed therapist, and they do the matching part for you based on a short questionnaire so you can focus on what you want help with. And get this, if the fit isn't right, you can switch therapists at any time. And with over 30,000 therapists, more than 6 million people served, and a 4.9 out of 5 average session rating from over 1.7 million reviews, BetterHelp has helped a lot of people feel a little less alone. And remember, you don't have to be on this journey alone. Find support and have someone with you in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/Zane and Heath. That's better HELP.com/Zane and Heath. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Do you guys remember that DoorDash girl that she came in and took a picture of a guy sleeping naked on the couch?
Yeah.
And was like, oh my God, I was assaulted while he was sleeping. I just saw this pop up on my feed. I was like, oh my God. I thought it simmered out. I thought like it was just, it just went away. She's getting indicted and could possibly be going to jail for 5 years.
For 5 years?
Mm-hmm. That's what it said in the thing.
Makes sense.
Damn.
Wow.
5 years. I bet she'll get early release. Yeah. But like that's kind the of like that's a year. Like, that's worth at least a year in prison.
Oh, really? Oh, that, because that's like essentially peeping Tom.
You crossed the line.
Yeah.
You crossed the line extremely. And 5 years, 30 years probation.
Because I don't think she genuinely was taking a picture because she felt assault. I think she was taking a picture to get a cackle. And then it got out of control.
Did she post it to the DoorDash app? Like, yeah, dropped off your order. Did she also have a personal connection? Like, what if it was like, was she a student at like a university, and then like maybe she knew the apartment complex and just went in and was just like, I know this unit. Like, I'm just going to drop it off here. Like, I'm thinking, did she convince herself like, oh, this isn't that bad of what I'm doing? Or was it truly like,
she walked in to bring, I think the door was like open a little bit.
Yeah.
And then she walked in, put the bag down and saw that he was like
naked on the couch,
but he was sleeping.
Now she's fucking crazy.
I mean, just even all the videos after, I was like, oh, this is a nutcase.
But yeah, 8 years in prison. I mean, yeah, sure. Would I think she served the full time. 8? I don't think so.
You don't think that's a long time?
That's an extremely long time.
Right? Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's fucking insane.
I don't know. I think whatever you falsely accuse someone of, you should serve that penalty.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, wait. I like that.
Like, if you claim somebody did something to you and you're found out to be a liar, I think you should serve what you were trying to get them in prison for.
Reverse.
reverse. It only makes sense because it will, like, if lying about something like that only gets you in jail for 5 months, but that what you're lying, saying that they did puts them in jail for 10 years, mm-hmm. then I would do it all the time. Because the risk is just...
Speaking of prison, have you... And Heath, I'm curious ever been? If your brother knows about these chips. It's this brand of chips. I think they sell them on Amazon, but they're called the Whole Shebang Chips. And all the reviews, they're called the Whole Shebang Chips. That's the name. And all the reviews are people who used to be in prison and are like, these are the chips we ate in prison. Like,
what?
There's a certain way of like making chips in prison where they use all the spices they got. They have a certain way of cutting the potatoes, frying them up and making them. And when people get out of prison, they crave the chips that they were making on the side in prison. So somebody made a whole brand of the chips as close to the taste as the prison chips. So all the reviews are like, I was locked up for 8 years and I've been craving these for the longest time. These Whole Shebang chips slap. Like,
how many people are coming out of prison and wanting these chips though? My husband is so happy with his purchase.
Like, yes. These are the same ones when you were locked up in jail or prison. They're great. Very bright, sharp vinegar, explosive forward flavor. And they're not sold in stores. But some of these people in the comments are...
And unlike most, the bag is in 60% air.
Ooh. Oh, wait. The only place to get this brand of chips is in prison?
No, it's the way they make it in prison. So somebody took that, like, how they were making it and made it, like, their own, like, outside.
Because
like,
no other chip brand is making prison chips. So these chips, and I kind of want to try them.
I'm surprised that they don't, I'm surprised they make the chips in there. They don't just buy chips from like an outside like source.
Well, yeah, they have to go to the commissary and they probably have to spend their own money on like expensive chips when they're like, let's just make a big batch of what we have in the kitchen with just true potatoes and like frying up the chips.
No, I know. I just like, I'm just surprised they didn't like, they don't like give like a bunch of fucking cheap chips there instead.
This just wrecked me. I just found out a couple days ago since it just reminded me. Did you know that Pringles aren't even chips?
Come again?
They don't taste like chips.
It's not even made with potatoes. They're not chips.
What is it?
What are you talking about? There ain't no potatoes in Pringles?
No. They can't label it as chips.
Matt, think about it. Like when you eat a Pringle, like it genuinely does not taste like
it's like a potato. Like a dust type mixture crumble thing that they form into those shapes.
Have you ever took a Pringle and then like kind of like let it melt in your mouth?
Yeah.
It says it's
combined with corn, rice, and wheat starches with potato flakes, but I'll take that with a grain of salt. But
with a grain of potato.
With a grain of potato. Okay, that kind of checks out, but kind of is rocking my world.
Wait, why are the Pringles that big in the factory?
And then we get it small.
That's like one of those Mr. Beast AI thumbnails.
That's crazy. What's your favorite? Welcome to the podcast. What's y'all's favorite Pringle?
did you see the dude that works at Chick-fil-A that he did a scan?
You got it. You got it. A guy was working at Chick-fil-A.
The way you said that was like, I've heard that before. The way you said it. SpongeBob. SpongeBob. What's up? He's writing in the essay. What is that?
What I learned in voting school is
that's exactly how you said that. Okay, so former Chick-fil-A worker was accused of stealing $80,000 in a mac and cheese scam. So he was pretty much ringing people up that they're buying mac and cheese and then refunding it back to his card. Genius. And he was able to do this to $80,000 until they were like, wait a second, we're having a lot of mac and cheese being sold.
And they're just refunded. Like the leader in mac and cheese.
What's going on? And they checked the cameras and they caught him. Just every mac and cheese that was ordered, he would just refund that mac and cheese back into his card. Which, why the mac and cheese though? You know what I mean? Like, why stick to
my
one
pleasure?
Why stick with one? Like,
probably like a small side item that, you know, he thought might get overlooked.
Because of doing a bunch of burgers is gonna ring a bell,
right? Yeah. Or if it was like fruit cups or something,
they might think there's something wrong with their mac and cheese. They gotta look at the
pot. $80,000, buddy, you really pushed it. But like he was, I'm surprised. You know, he was like, I'm getting away with this.
I'm surprised he tried that in Chick-fil-A though. You have to try that shit in like McDonald's. They won't see that because they make so much money. I know Chick-fil-A does too, but like Chick-fil-A, they don't want to even let their staff do TikToks. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you gotta save that shit for like other fast food joints.
Right. I used to know guys who worked at Sonic, and if somebody came up and said that they wanted a gift card, they'd be like, oh yeah, sure. And they would ring up the gift card, but give them a fake gift card.
No way.
And then they would keep the gift card. And then when the person would go up, they'd be like, wait, my gift card doesn't work. I paid for it, blah, blah, blah. And they would have proof that they bought it, but...
And they're like, okay.
And my friend was just like scamming people on the side Sonic.
And this is a friend of yours?
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
High school.
This is happening right now.
High school. But I always was like, shame on you.
Damn.
But shame. So I was like, Sandra Bullock in The Blind Side. Shame on you. No, shame on you.
No, you like that. You're like, can you get me some gift cards too? How many gift cards was he doing this?
I don't know. Like, but he was probably like, it depended on the gift card, how much it was. Some people would be like, oh, I want a $20 one. I want a $50 one. He'd be like, sure, here's a fake card.
I feel like he was definitely judging it per person. Like the person would come on, he's just like, yeah, I feel like they wouldn't.
So then he would just use it to get free Sonic food?
I think that's what his like method was. I mean, he could get free Sonic at his own Sonic, but if he went to other Sonics, he would have to pay like for it.
How bad do you want Sonic?
Right? I feel like he didn't need to do that, but I get why he, I mean, it's still money in a card.
You know what? I'm going to ask him.
You should. Just be like, why would you do that when you're getting free food at Sonic?
He'll be so pissed off that I'm just even bringing it up. Going, hey, buddy, remember he used to steal?
They can find out. They can just check all the systems and then look at who's...
I'm not saying his name.
Yeah, what's the statute of limitations on that? How long is he?
Now we know it's a boy. So that brings it down by 50%. Let's try to find out who this person is.
Also, the Chick-fil-A guy, depending if it was a small or a medium, like mac and cheese, he did it to 10 to 18,000 orders of
that's
mac and cheese.
That's crazy.
That's how many mac and cheeses it would take to get to 80,000.
Oh, and I thought you weren't allowed to refund unless a manager was like there to put their like pin or something. Or is that only certain places?
I mean, I was might able be to refund some sort of manager at Banana Republic.
Because I know I can't refund when I'm doing self-checkout. They never, you have to.
You got to call somebody over?
It's fucking bullshit. They don't trust us, but they trust $80,000 scam.
Do you ever feel embarrassed returning things?
Yeah.
There's like something about it. We're like, I love an Amazon return that I'm just dropping something off at my local Whole Foods or UPS. I'm like, all right. But like just going to a store being like, yeah, this top just didn't fit. Can we like, I hate it.
I don't mind returning clothes. It's people returning food. Like that's fucking gross. People return like something will come from Ralph's and they'll return. I'll see them returning it and there's like, that's gross.
Oh.
Have you seen the self-checkout scan or scams where they'll peel like the sticker off a banana and put it on a TV and scan that?
Yes.
And then they walk out with a $2 TV.
Yeah, I saw somebody did it at Home Depot with like one of those big ass barbecue grills on wheels.
Oh my
and
God.
They put like, you know, those little like pencils that you can buy. Just, they put like a pencil inside of the grill. So when he opened it up to scan it, he scanned the pencil.
Oh,
are these like satire videos or they're actually doing this?
No, they're actually doing it.
Oh, wow.
Have you seen those people who are shoppers and you have to like pay for this subscription service, but it can tell you the inventory in certain stores when maybe a certain product has not sold at all. It gets down to like 1 cent. And you're entitled to buy the product for 1 cent. Wait, it can be items that are hundreds and hundreds of dollars, but you can legally buy it for 1 cent.
If what?
There's like these price trackers, product monitoring tools and stuff that you can buy. And it can tell you when certain inventory in stores hasn't sold and they have to lower the price down to like a cent so the product can move. But not many customers know about it. But people pay for this service. They go in and go like, yeah, I'm buying this for a cent. I can legally do it. And they're like, no, something has to be wrong. They won't, like, the people at Lowe's, the people at Home Depot, they're not letting the people walk out with the product. But the people are like, I'm entitled to this product.
It's not a glitch. It's like the store actually puts it 1 cent.
It's a legal inventory, like, loophole thing that you can take advantage of. It's almost like couponing in a way.
Yeah.
But the people working at the stores are like, what the fuck? No, you can't just leave with this, but they can.
I feel like the shit that goes to 1 cent, I think the fucking worker should get it. The staff should be able to get in on that.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's a very niche type thing. Not every store does it. You have to go out to certain places to do it. It's like extreme couponing. If you're going to do it, you have to put in so much work to find out what products they are. But it is this kind of a weird way of buying stuff, and I like those videos.
I like that one coupon. There was a movie with two girls like that were like doing a whole coupon scan. Do you remember that movie?
Well, there was a TV show with like extreme couponers.
No, but this was like these two girls were doing a coupon scam.
I remember that movie. Is it this one?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was fun.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, it was cute. 10% rotten.
It's wild with extreme couponing that you can use so many coupons, the store ends up owing you money.
Crazy.
Like,
I don't
get it. How does that go down?
But then, it's real. Like, that's real, too.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
And then the people just, like, hoard all these products in their house and then try to sell those. But you know what? Donate them.
At the same time, they are working really hard.
I know.
If you think about it, the amount of time they're putting into it, they got to get paid for that.
They're a little on the spectrum.
Yeah.
Most extreme couponers, there's something about them where you're like, okay. Like, you have issues.
If they don't.
But they get a high out of it, though. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I get it, though. If they're retired, if they're like older and they're retired and they have nothing else to do.
The thing is, you have to buy so much bulk to be able to do that shit. Then you're stuck with like 7,500 rolls of toilet paper. It's like
the cheap bathroom tissue one, too. Like, yeah.
Look at this. She's got 20 boxes of Lucky Charms.
Why? This shit's going to go stale.
I think also extreme sweepstakes people who just all they do all day is entering contests is kind of interesting. Because if you enter like 1,000 contests like every single day, you're going to eventually win some of those.
Yeah.
And you don't know what it is, but they just are sitting there entering, entering, entering. And eventually they get free stuff. They could get your supply of this. They could get a free car. But
it's so like, I can't imagine looking at a Lucky Charms box and seeing sweepstakes and going to my computer and typing in luckycharms.com and entering into the sweepstakes. I don't care how old I, even if I was a kid, I could never imagine myself spending the time to it. Cause in my head is like, oh, this like is not like,
you're not going to win.
It's not real. Yeah.
Have you, I know, have you ever met anybody who's like won a car, you know, at the mall when you were a kid, there would just be like the whole car and you could enter to win the car.
Yeah.
I never knew anybody who won that.
My dad was always like,
don't fucking put our information on it, because I wanted to do it every time. I think
you had more of a chance of winning a car from David Dobrik than these fucking cereal boxes or any of these like sweepstakes.
Oh, I was so close to winning a Tesla one time.
You should have seen the amount of people that I knew hitting me up about when David would do his little car giveaways. The amount of friends that thought that I could just
give them
this car. I'm like, guys, there is a whole, like, the fact that you are my friend, you will never win a car from David. Like, even if you did win,
it would still be weird. They
would redo it because they
conflicts of interest.
Conflict of interest. So you would literally, like, you would have to, we'd have to unfollow each other and not speak for years in order for you to win that car.
But he had that Dispo spinning wheel outside of his house.
That too.
And I was one off
from getting a car.
Yeah.
Heath is no longer in.
Heath seems to just not care about the show anymore.
Boy, I was pulling too much power, baby. So for those listening that don't know, I had to move my set out of the basement into this new area. So I think I've never tested fully out here like that. And I think just too much power on one circuit. We just popped.
We were dealing with this a lot in our last studio. We had to use like the bathroom outlets. We had to use like the outside outlets because the electricity was just not strong.
Oh yeah, and people in the guest room couldn't use a hairdryer.
Yeah, anybody in the guest room, no hairdryer. They can't use anything that requires more than a certain amount of power, or it would just shut down.
I remember I plugged in the lava lamp one time, like when I first started.
Yeah,
and it like hit the whole thing.
Yeah, and it's crazy with a house like that. Like, how the hell do you not put money into the electrical in that house?
Damn. Well, sorry, that was scary. Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Veracity. So, as much as I hate to admit it, I finally reached that stage in life where I can't get away with eating whatever I want and whenever I want. And the doctor recommended 8 hours of sleep. Feels like it needs to be 10. So I went looking for something that could actually support my energy in a real way and found Metabolism Ignite. And I started Metabolism Ignite a couple weeks ago, and let me tell you, just 2 capsules with breakfast, and I felt more steady energy and focus all day without the jitters or the crash. Plus, it's drug-free, clinically proven, and doctor-formulated, which I love. And it's legit without coming with one of those long warning labels that makes me panic. Plus, it helps support metabolisms, cravings, and steadier blood sugar with zero side effects and zero allergens. So before Metabolism Ignite sells out again, control your cravings and boost your energy the natural way. Head to veracityhealth.co and use code UNFILTERED for up to 65% off your order. Once again, that's veracityhealth.co for up to 65% off, and make sure you use promo code UNFILTERED so they know we sent you. Thank you, Veracity, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
If you want to talk about scary, did you see the fucking crazy bitch that tried running over that kid in the neighborhood?
What?
The
other day? Yes.
Like, I shouldn't be laughing, but I was howling at this because I can't imagine being so pissed at a kid on a bike.
Look at that.
At a kid on a bike where I'm trying to run him over. It's a crazy bitch.
It's like out of a fucking movie.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe
this bitch. Look at this bitch.
Honestly, perfect design for a sidewalk to drive a car down. I have never seen a clearing more perfect for this to happen.
There's
crazy.
No
like,
way.
The kid was like, try me, bitch. Yeah, like, try me. And the mom must have been kind of encouraging of it, just being like, get it. Yeah. Like, let's get
you
this.
You saw the passenger seat? There was 2 people in that car that thought that was okay.
That oh, looks like people. It's from a movie.
Look at this. Boom. Okay.
So, oh my god.
And I think though she then drove home, and then the cops had to find her, and I think she was under the influence of alcohol. She had been drinking.
Damn, and baby, it looks like it's 2 p.m. on a Tuesday.
What's crazy to me is someone could be, and they asked her, I believe, in the article I read, do you recall chasing this child on the sidewalk? She goes, no. I'm like, dude, I could be obliterated and I would remember, I remember that.
That would be the one thing that you flash back to.
Yeah, if you completely blacked out, you'd be like, oh yeah, I definitely remember me trying to run a kid over.
You know, that kid went to school the next day. It was like, y'all, guess what happened to me? That is some like Dennis the Menace type shit.
But this is such a good point. Someone commented, so someone was filming the video and not helping the child sooner. I'm like, actually, yeah, why the fuck are you not
helping? I was just going to say that. They're just...
But it looks like the whole neighborhood was kind of aware that this lady was acting up because, okay, when the camera goes this direction, sorry for the people who are listening, you see these guys out there on the street going, what are you doing? So...
Well, what they're doing is the appropriate thing, but this, I mean, it's a good thing this lady recorded, or whoever recorded it, but...
That little motorbike was going, though.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to be a bad-ass little boy. Uh-huh. Honestly, he probably did something really shitty. to provoke a lady to run you over? I don't know.
Like, it was like...
It's crazy, though. She's only getting attempted assault for this.
Assault?
Yeah. I'm like, that's murder.
That's murder.
That's attempted murder.
Yeah.
If you're in a car trying to run... Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's murder. Don't...
If you're in a car and you're trying to like hit a motorbike like on a street like or on a highway, that's attempted.
Yeah,
that's murder.
Attempted murder.
Why is it assault? Is it because of the little kid? A little bad little kid.
It's opinions based.
Or it's a battery. My lawyer.
Matt, you just did this and it reminded me of the. Remember we were making it really long.
Oh yeah, we were talking. Yeah, just as long as you can get that middle nice and taut.
Yeah. Zane looks like a W.
Fuck you.
Oh, that's kind of cool. That's kind of edgy.
Yeah.
I saw somebody do quotations like this in the video.
Like Star Trek quotations.
You know how they say it. So it'd be like in quotes.
Oh, that's amazing. I can't even do it. Look.
I hate that. I hate that with every fiber of my being.
I can't do it. I have like solid fingers, so I can't like.
Dan, that's fucked up though. Trying to run over a kid is.
Thanks, Jared. Journalism at its.
Matt, do you remember the pool triangle?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah,
that I felt bad because you're meeting Patricia's family for the first time.
Yes, for the first time, funny little prank for the people who don't remember. There was a prank where, I don't know if it was David's vlog, your vlog.
But I think it was also a trend on, like, I remember seeing it on TikTok too.
So it's a prank if you get a pool table triangle and someone shows you how to just flip it through your hands, but there's a way to do it to where it doesn't hit you in your mouth. But someone who does it, when you give it to the other person, go, now you try.
Yeah.
They're going to fuck it up and they're going to smack their face with that pool triangle. Heath did it to me. Bam, hit my nose. One, when you get hit in the nose, you kind of start crying. It's a natural reflex. You know when a basketball hits you in the nose? It's just
tears. It doesn't feel good, yeah.
So it was a combination of then I start tearing up, and then my face, though, it hurt. It felt like I got hit, and I was like, my nose is probably going to go black. Like, it's going to swell up, and I'm going to have this mass, you know, like a black eye.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was about to meet Patricia's parents for the first time in like a week. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. This cannot happen.
But
right
it was
now.
Fine though, right? Like the.
And Dylan France was there and I was crying. I was full on crying. I'm like, I'm gonna meet Patricia's family.
I love how he had to add that. And Dylan France was with it.
And Dylan France was like, I think you're gonna be fine, dude. Like,
he uses your crying as like an audio clip for a song. Just.
But Patricia's dad.
I'm gonna meet her parents.
Yeah, that one was like funny, and then I was like, oh shit. And then as soon as you're like, I'm about to meet her parents, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Remember when I don't know what the fuck I was doing, but like the Tesla just hit my head, like the side view mirror, just like I don't know what I was doing, but I was just like doing that, and then the Tesla fucking hit my head, and then I had to go get a
stitches
something, right? What,
I don't remember. I understand now when what's his name, Freddie from Malcolm in the Middle, Frankie Muniz, how he like doesn't remember filming it. I kind of get it. There's so much I don't remember filming from David's vlogs.
It's because we were drunk.
No, yeah, there's times where I'm seeing clips and I'm like, I don't even remember that. There's times also doing this podcast. It's crazy. I've been seeing a lot of old clips from when we were at Heath and Mariah's like first house.
Yeah.
And you can tell kind of how shy we were.
Yeah.
Too. Like we were not comfortable like talking in front of a mic, in front of a camera and stuff. Like we're so careful and like a little bit stiff. But there's certain segments I'm like, I have no clue when this took place. Yeah. I have no memory of it.
Heath, Natalie was telling me in Miami how her and Reggie, when we first moved into the apartment, they stayed there one night and slept on the floor on like a, on the couch.
At our apartment?
Yes. At our apartment.
They did.
You remember that?
Yeah, they did. Because that was one of the first times I was meeting Reggie, because they were working on painting David's like bedroom.
I know, but they were sleeping in our apartment.
Because I was, that's when I was living down the road from you guys in that guest house.
Yeah.
After my breakup, because I was crashing with you guys. And when I'd come over, I'd be like, oh, there's these people. Yeah. Hi, nice to meet y'all. It was just, I knew Natalie, but it was my first time meeting like Reggie.
So you remember that? Yeah. No, I didn't believe her because I was like, I don't think that was our place. I don't think, no, like, I think you're making that up in your head. She's like, no, we like slept on the floor in your guys' apartment. I was like, okay.
They slept on the L couch.
The L couch. Yeah. They were saying it was the blue couch.
Yeah.
I was
like,
there's no fucking way.
That is weird. Yeah, there's clips I'll see from the podcast of us telling stories. And I'm like, I completely forgot that that even happened. And they're like crazy stories that happened to us.
There's times though when I go out in LA, and because like during that time of the Vlog Squad stuff, we went to so many parties. We'd go to so many parties in one night. There were probably times where I probably, talked to some person at that party probably for 20 minutes. But they remember me, but I have no memory of them.
And it was so much.
It was so much going on. And I'll be out and they'll like come up to me like, hey, dude, don't you remember like one time? And I'm like, absolutely, of course. But I have no recollection of talking to this person.
I used to be really bad with that. Like, you know, a normal person would be like, of course I remember you. But like, I'm like just so honest where I'm
I don't remember.
No idea. I'm so sorry. But I'm very apologetic about it. Like, I let them know. Like, it's not like, no, I don't remember you. Sorry. And I turn around. Like, I truly am apologetic. But I am very honest about that.
Sometimes when people come up to me, I'm like, when was the last time I saw you? Like, or I say that.
That's good.
Or I'm like, how long has it been?
That's
Where
good.
Was it? And I'm like, oh, right.
I'm really bad with this too. It's like the same world, but you know how people will go, oh, what are you doing next week? Let's grab lunch. And you know, most people would go, yeah, sure. Just like text me. Like, you know, like that's what normally people would do. I just go, oh no, I can't actually. I'm so sorry. No. I like, you know,
you say I'm so busy. I can't do it. That's okay.
In Miami, there's this guy that was editing or filming us the whole time. And he was a really cool dude. And he was like, oh, we should work out sometime. And then I was like, no, I actually work out with a trainer every day. I mean, like, but, and I don't like to work out with anybody, but like, if you want to, you can come, if you want, you can come work out. And then I sat there, I was like, Zane, just say okay. Just say yes. he probably doesn't even really fucking mean it. He's probably doing it as like a, you know, something just to fill out the fucking air.
Right.
And I came up with this whole fucking thing why we couldn't work out together. And then I just remember like not sleeping that night. I it kept me up all night. I was just like, Zane, what the fuck? Like, just like, why aren't you normal?
I could have just said yes. Yeah, let's work out sometime. Sure.
Yeah, just sure. And you know, it's most likely not going to happen because he probably doesn't fucking care. It's just like, just, but you know who's the complete opposite of that? Todd. Todd, the empty promises is empty promises is insane.
He'll do it for something in like 5 minutes. Like, you want to go get lunch? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. He'll go down to Redondo for fun. Like, but like, he doesn't
do it though.
Well, he'll always hit me up and go, what are you doing tonight? What's your plan? And I'm telling my plan, but I'm like, but I know I'm not going to see you. He loves thinking everything's a possibility.
Yeah.
But I love that he's looking for a vibe.
He's so spontaneous with that stuff though.
But he doesn't. But he doesn't commit to it. He never commits to it. And most of the time, he doesn't commit to it. I used to live with him, so I dealt with it a lot. Every time, okay. He's like, oh, we should do this. I'm like, yeah. And then like, it just never happens.
I know. But I love his optimism, thinking it's going to happen.
I know. Because I'm the complete opposite. I'm just like, because I'm just, I like look at everything realistically.
I do love plans though.
No, like,
I love having a plan.
Oh no, I think we all love plans.
Yeah. I'm not a plan guy. I can't do it.
Like, even if it's someone's birthday party or something, you're like, you dread having that their plan, like, you have to commit to it.
No, like if it's something basic like that, where it's like, okay, this is in, you know, 4 days on the weekend, whatever. It starts at this time. Perfect. Like, I don't like the plans before a plan.
Okay, right.
Like if it's, this is going on, I'll be there. Sure, I don't have to think about it in the moment or the days leading up. I know this is happening and I will be there at that time. But if people will hit me up, what's your plan on, I don't have a plan on getting there. It's just like, I will be there. That's all
yeah.
I know.
That's what you mean. Okay.
Like
yeah.
I don't like the, should we ride together? If I come at this time, do you think you could like too much?
Get yourself there.
I'm getting an Uber there. Like you don't have to come to me first. It's just going to take more time. We'll meet there. Yeah.
But I'm always down to meet at a bar nearby. And have a pint. Like I'm always let's have a cheeky pint before and then we walk and we meet there. Like,
we need to get a little bit of liquid courage.
I love a pregame.
Yeah. A little pregame. I like a pregame. Because because you want to feel the best before the main function, for sure.
I love a welcome party. Like, there's like a pregame the day before the big thing. Absolutely, I'm there.
I do love those type of things. I love bachelorette. I love bachelor parties, shit like that, because you're meeting everybody for the first time. You're meeting friends of like the guy getting the groom.
There's always something weird though, because you know they're equally as close with that person as you.
Yes,
but
yes.
You're not. You don't know them at all. Yeah. I always feel so weird about that.
It's such a weird mixture when it's your bachelor party and you're like, I have my cousin here, my roommate, my best friend from high school. All of you guys are here in this room.
They don't know each other.
Me. Yeah.
And then you get to see them all get along by the end of it, though.
Todd's like great friends with my cousin. they text all the time. I'm like, damn, that's great, guys.
Did you guys see the video of the girl trying to go through TSA with a whole bottle of tequila?
No.
Yeah, because you got to chug it. No.
Chug it or chuck it. If she chose to chug it.
That's insane. Oh my God.
Yo, that making me gag. Where?
She obviously doesn't know that you're not allowed to get on a plane too drunk.
I hope that is a quick flight, girl.
Yeah.
That better be a...
It is making me sick just thinking about it.
Dude, being that drunk on like a more than 4-hour flight.
That's
terrible.
Getting your stomach pumped drunk.
Yeah.
I'm surprised the TSA agents were like, sorry, allow you cannot do that.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, stop.
I'm surprised they even gave her the option, like, hey, either drink this or there's no way they did that. I think she just chose to do that.
You know
this.
What? But if I was her, I'd be like, you know what? With all the shit going on, the United plane hitting a fucking truck on the highway.
Oh my gosh.
I'd be like, you know what? I think I can drink this.
Oh, I thought you were talking about these airlines removing free snacks and free drinks now. That now you're gonna
that's bullshit too. No.
Start paying for it. I get
whatever.
That then.
If you gotta take the snacks away to get me somewhere safely, you know what? Did you see the video of the guy driving a tractor trailer getting hit by the plane?
Like, wait, you're talking about the one where they hit a car on the tarmac?
Another one that just happened like a day ago.
Oh, no, I didn't see this.
So that's the airport. And then he sees the plane coming in.
Boom. Oh! Whoa.
I'm over it. This is United.
Wait, did he die?
No,
he didn't.
Oh, I bet he's going to get paid. Yeah.
Bro, he never has to work a day in his life ever again. Bro, he got hit by a plane.
How does this shit keep happening? I don't get it.
Wait, that's a bad mistake.
Yeah.
How the hell did he get too low like that?
I don't know. Do you think it was pilot error or air traffic control error?
That's pilot error.
But like, because so many of the planes are like on autopilot too. Like
every plane landing, you're on the same route landing.
Ew, gosh, thank goodness he lived. But yeah, that is pretty freaky.
Yeah, that is fucking insane. Oh, it was is the truck?
Yeah.
He's looking like, damn, that's close. Boom.
Well, ever since that one plane, a month ago that hit like a truck on the tarmac while it was like landing.
Yeah.
And I think two people died. But that every time I land on a plane, I'm just like, I'm worried about like, we're going to hit something.
I used to be excited about landing because it's usually like in the middle of the flight, like turbulence that would scare me. Now, turbulence, I don't give a fuck. It's the landing now. I just get so scared.
You had it all backwards. Turbulent, like 90% of crashes happen when you're taking off or landing.
And those were the two points where I didn't feel like crazy.
And then I just saw a plane, I think it was China, but it was like such high winds that the plane was coming in and it like it was being blown so hard, it was having to land at like a 45 or 30 degree angle. And then its engine scraped the tarmac. And just like sparks
that went just came out, right?
That video just happened.
Oh my god, is it because we're not seeing all of them, or
no, like,
does this always happen? We're just not seeing.
I think it's just
lately.
Don't you have to be working for many years to be before flying commercial?
Yeah, you have planes? To log tons of miles.
Yeah,
thousands of hours.
Hours. It's hours of flying, not miles.
I'm getting really bad flight anxiety now, and I never used to think about it. It was just okay.
Flying. I would too.
I think it has to do with this, but also now having a kid, where I'm just like, I'm leaving my family. Like, I hate it.
How bad is it? I don't know. I don't want to like talk you out of it or say like you are valid in feeling anxious about it, but a great way to know is that there are thousands and thousands of flights happening every day successfully getting home.
It is crazy like seeing the map.
Yes. And when you're in the airport, all these planes are going places. Like, it's not really going to happen to you. Just to calm it down.
We just knowing always that it's see. Like
your flight feels so significant because you're on it, but this is what's happening all the time.
Look at that. Like, that's insane.
No, I know. I know.
That's insane.
This is just right now at this very moment.
And that's only in fucking California and...
this is just southwest of the U.S.
That's so...
Wow. Look at... Damn! There's so many fucking
flights.
How are
more planes not fucking crashing?
I know.
Look at that. Oh, my God. That's disgusting. Oh, that's why this planet... That's why we're killing this planet. Look at this shit.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Stash. Before we started recording today, I checked a new thing called Market Mood, and it said the market is feeling confident. And the top story driving that mood was because of an IPO of a really sick company. It took me 2 seconds to check, and I already have an idea of the market direction today. And if you didn't know, Stash is an investing app that feels like having a financial advisor in your pocket. They've created this thing called Market Mood, which basically turns all the chaos of the stock market into a single mood. It's designed to help you understand how the news is impacting the stock market and make it easier to understand what's going on if you start investing now. And Market Mood is powered by Stash's AI Money Coach. It scans 700 plus financial headlines and data points each day to give you one simple read on the market, like uneasy or confident. It's basically a quick weather check for the stock market. I definitely think you guys would enjoy it as much as I do. So make sure to check today's market mood for yourself at stash.com/mood. That's stash.com/mood. It's free. It takes just 2 minutes and you'll actually know what the market is doing today. Stop guessing and start knowing. Head over to stash.com/mood. Paid non-client endorsement, not a guarantee nor representative of all clients. Investment advisory services offered by Stash Investments LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Investing involves a risk. Thank you, Stash, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Did I tell you guys my brother's, you know how my brother's a pilot, right?
Huh?
Yeah.
He has like his pilot's license, instrument rating. He used to fly a lot when he was younger. But when he was in school for getting his pilot's license, his instructor, he had an appointment to go fly. And the day of his flight, he's like getting ready to go there or whatever. His instructor ended up dying in a plane crash with another student that day.
What?
My brother was going to be flying. So it was on the news and all of our family like knew he was going out to fly and it was his instructor. So it was like insane. I don't know if he died on the student before my brother was supposed to go or the one right after my brother finished and then took the next student.
Oh my god.
That would sit with me for a really long time. Actually forever. And I would actually never get on a plane again if I would just road trip.
And I was like, you still wanted to fly? And he was like, yeah. Got a new instructor, but like he loved him, dude. Jeez. But yeah, it was the student that was flying with him was doing the instrument. So they block out all your windows so you can't see. And I guess something with altitude and it was a mid-air collision. So another plane.
Oh no.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? Okay. Like two planes crash, but you didn't die on impact. Now you're just flying in the air. Like
Zane,
you're
I think about that plane, all the time
and you're just falling. You're like, oh my God. Like now you have to like sit there fallen for the next, like what, minute and a half. And you're like,
thinking about it.
This is it. Yeah. You're taking pictures, mental pictures from down you, like, oh, if only had my phone.
If only I...
Imagine getting that content up midair.
Zane, you...
You're about to hit the ground. You're like, we have service now. We have service now. And then you got 30 more seconds.
I would be like, what song do I want to pick? Like, I need like going like Midnight Sun. Never ending Midnight Sun. Like, I would have to like just die going out with like that great night. I want it.
I mean, man,
I would die a little, just with a little bit of joy.
No, but you should like play it and then go live. Midnight.
Zane.
Oh my God.
All respect, guys. All respect.
I mean, look.
Add that to the compilation.
Yeah.
Zara Larsson would do a snarky comment under that. She'd be like, yes, Slade.
I killed it and then you killed it.
You should date Zara Larsson, Zane. I think y'all would be a great match.
I don't think we would.
You don't think so? Y'all like funny, y'all dance. She's like a pop star.
She also has a boyfriend of like multiple years.
Oh, damn. She does? Yeah. Okay. Oh, so you looked. How do you know this?
No, I actually didn't know this because somebody posted, they're like, oh, I forgot, because I think James Charles tried talking to her boyfriend.
Oh.
And I think she freaked out on him. And I remember seeing that a long time ago, but it didn't hit me that it was Zara Larsson until somebody posted it a few days ago. Then I was like, oh, and I didn't even know she had a boyfriend. But she had, that boyfriend has been with her for like a long, long time.
Good for them.
Why didn't she ever post them though?
Is he her choreographer or something like that?
Oh, really?
Why do I feel like I read that and maybe I totally forgot that maybe. She didn't have a boyfriend?
That's a
dance.
That's a thing. Like, I know that's a thing with PR where like they always tell their like artists or actor to not post your like significant other, even if you've been with them for a long time. But because it'll lose your
mystique of being just single or, but like, they don't want to see you match with somebody. It's a distraction of your own narrative.
To me, that's so old school though. Like, that's such an old school way to think about that type. Like, right.
Also, I feel like it's the, not Justin Bieber effect, but if it's a couple that's a power couple and people love them as individual celebrities and they get together, people are excited. Like, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, both big celebrities, both fan bases. People love that.
So in their own domain.
Yeah. And like, if it's somebody that they don't know or somebody like it also opens it up to like negativity and people just hate because.
That's true.
It can ruin the trajectory of success too, depending on like if a conflict happens, like it can change up the narrative of how we have them in our mind because of this person in this entanglement.
And everything like, that they do is now connected to you. Like if they fuck up in any way.
It's just, it brings too much scrutiny to it.
It's so interesting. Maybe they're having issues.
Zane, watch to find out. I love how Matt was just like, you should date her, Zane.
Yeah, because he loves her.
I'm a fan, dude.
No, that's what I meant.
Patricia loves Harry Styles, though.
You see his new music video? Did you see what I sent you?
Yeah.
Him dancing in that song is literally me dancing drunk.
Oh, yeah.
You saw that?
Yeah.
You
could have
been great in that music video. What? You would have been great in it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The minute I saw him dancing, I was like, oh, my, this is me.
No, it's pretty damn good. You know what music video has great choreography, though, is that Young Lean music video. Have you seen it with, like, all those, like, English schoolboys and stuff? And they're like...
Young Lean.
We'll play it maybe in the Unwind.
Yeah, we should play in the Unwind.
Yeah.
It's just this sick fucking music video. The choreography is just, it's so cool how they executed it. But so we'll
my favorite style was, I think it was Travis Scott who made that music video that was like Sabrina Carpenter's or Manchild music
video. No, A$AP Rocky. Taylor Swift.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the name
Taylor
of the song.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, the name of the song is called Taylor Swift, but with no T.
Yes. Yeah, that was I think that's still my favorite music video ever. It's so fucking dope. You have a game for us, the detective game?
Oh no, but my friends and I last Saturday, we got back to their house and we were like kind of drunk and she's always been wanting to play those detective games that give you like a whole cold case in a packet.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of clues. We had the time of our lives
It's a game or is it like a real, like a...
It's a game. Okay. And it's like a cold case. So you get this like letter, basically the boyfriend of this girl who was murdered. And you have to piece through all these clues of her items, like notes and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was incredibly immersive.
What's fun about those type of games is that you know that there is... there is like a
an answer
to it.
Yes.
Even if it takes you forever to get there, you know they're going to give you an answer.
Right now we've reached a roadblock though, because there's this damn puzzle in it that we've been trying to solve. But it was my first time playing one
That's
of those
fun.
Games, and I got such a kick out of it. We had highlighters out. We're going, what do you guys got over there? Like, well, I'm reading the transcript of when they were talking to the cops, and they said that they were at the lake around 3 p.m. But she goes in the house to dry off her, like, and they
so
give
how
you,
is the, how is the game set up? Is it like, Are the documents like look like real documents or is
yes.
it more?
Like there's like hotel room key cards and stuff, and we see a phone number on it, and we're like, wait, that looks like a real phone number. And we're like, should we call it? There's no way. And we call it, and it's like this whole recorded message of a person working at the
cool.
hotel giving you clues. And we were like, and we had on speakerphone, and we were going nuts.
Wait, is it like a real person?
It's not
or
like
is it automated?
It's a recording of somebody. It's like a voicemail.
It should be a real person.
I know. That would have been pretty damn cool.
Dude,
the
can
one
you imagine
we played,
that's your job?
Though, it was like detective game Lakeside Slaughter. That's it. The second image.
Oh, so it's like a.
The last, I think that one is it.
So it's a board game. Like like they give it to you in a box and
yes.
one case is in each box.
Yes. Yes. This is all like
That's
Loon
cool.
Landing and stuff. And it's the case about Monica. We were loving it. And then they had this like link, and we went to like the website, and it had security camera footage of the inside of their Airbnb and timestamps and stuff. And we're like, oh, so it looks like they're getting along at this point, but then it looks like there's an argument.
So they filmed
like
real
pictures.
Actors?
Yes, yes.
That's
cool.
Sick.
That's
such
cool.
a good idea.
It's great with like three, if you did it solo, I feel like it would take forever. It's fun with like three or four people and you're all piecing together just this information.
Oh, wow. That's sick.
Yeah.
How long does it like usually take to solve
a... We spent probably 2.5 hours doing it, and then we reached a roadblock and we were like, all right, we got to call it a night. And we're just stuck on this one puzzle though.
And
man, that's sick.
I know finishing the game would be solving the murder, but like how do you know for sure that you've solved it?
So
like, is there
it's
like
similar
a,
to like Clue, where the answer, the solution to it all is in this envelope, and you cannot open it until you feel like you have solved means, motive, and like time and place for each character. That's how they kind of say,
okay,
like, write down all the suspects and then check off where you think they satisfy all three. They had a means, like what the weapon was, what the motive was, and why.
And it'll tell you why.
Yeah,
and
like how it all went
missed.
Down.
Yeah.
So right now we think there's like a pregnancy like going on, but Ooh. There's two girls where we can't tell who's pregnant or not.
This seems really intricate. Like I really want to play this. That's crazy.
Is there different murder? Like, is it only, there's only one game, or is there
there's so many different editions, dude.
Oh, okay.
There's
cool.
like, murder at the theater, or murder at the circus, or like there's all of these different editions. And one part that was really cool, once again, guys, this is not an ad for it. We're just gabbing about this. There was like she made me a mixtape, and this is like the playlist of all the songs and stuff, but each of the songs had like riddles.
Yeah.
And we were like playing each song, like reading the lyrics on the screen, trying to see if we could like figure out a clue. It
wow.
was crazy.
I knew shit like this existed. I didn't think it was this intricate, like this deep, that they would like hire actors to like
yes.
film a video in. Wow.
So
that's sick.
Kind of fun.
All right. I'll get it.
Damn, but it was only medium? Oh, fuck, it's difficult right now.
Oh, they have different difficulty.
Cool. It's medium. Because the puzzle I'm looking at, I can't make sense of it at all. Maybe we can look at it and unwind. But
it should only take you 90 to 120 minutes. So an hour and a half to two.
But if I'm sure they're drinking, though. So, I mean, it's a little tougher when you're drunk trying to solve a case. Right. Are you drunk? Are you guys drinking while playing this?
Yeah, we were drinking.
Okay,
we also were a little high, and we were playing like detective ambiance music.
Matt,
like,
you cannot be high. You are trying to solve the case.
Could be fun to get like an easy level of this and maybe do that for like a bonus or something.
Of course.
That's fun. Yeah, I
love
that.
Of course.
Have like a camera overhead on this like little middle table so you can see.
You'd have to scan everything so they can like they can put it on the screen and play
along.
Yeah,
fuck it. Why not?
No, let's do it for Patreon live, and everybody can be watching. We can be going through clues together.
Oh, that's good.
Then we do like a speed run of it.
That's going to be one long ass laugh. But do we have to solve it in the end of this live?
I don't know. That's the thing, is we could reach a roadblock, but sometimes there are hints. They do have hints on the website if you truly feel like you can't solve this one thing, but we were challenging ourselves not to.
Well, that's good. That give you hints along the way so you're not having to like ruin a hole.
Like the puzzle we're on, I sat there when I went home and looked at it for 45 minutes just in bed, just staring at this fucking puzzle, damn, trying to solve it, and nothing could hit.
See, I don't think I'd be good at like solving puzzles.
The cryptology stuff, that's where it's tough. But looking at the main big picture of like, ooh, where was she and why did she do that? Like,
I wonder how, if I'd be really bad at this. Like, just like trying to solve a case that's on like easy mode and see how long it would take me by myself.
Before we continue, this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you can save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states. Thank you, Progressive, for sponsoring this podcast.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Just takes me a year. Guys, I got it. I figured it completely different. Like, different. I get it all wrong.
Open the envelope.
Dude, before they bring people into the force or the academy or like the FBI, they should make him play this game and see if they can figure it out.
I bet.
You think they do this type of shit?
I wouldn't be surprised if they have some version of that.
Yeah.
Of just like, a crash course cold case.
Figure it out. You have a week.
Solve it as fast as you can.
Yeah. Honestly, that's smart. I would. I would feel comfortable with someone being able to solve a case by themselves if they do the game.
Did you hear that record was broken from driving from coast to coast as fast as you can in a car? Like a guy
was done during COVID. I know.
Now a guy just topped it, but he did the Jacksonville to San Diego route and he did it in 22 hours and like some minutes.
Oh, he said, oh,
20, broke the 22 record? Hours and 38 minutes when a Cadillac CT4V Blackwing, averaged about 104 miles an hour and had a specialized 52 gallon fuel setup to minimize pit stops.
So he was up for, how long was he up for?
I think all 22 hours driving.
I feel like that's like, that's illegal.
It is completely illegal because you're also speeding the entire time.
Yeah.
Average speed of 104 is crazy. Look up the other one that was done during COVID.
If he set the time for this, then that's jail time.
Well, I don't know if like the guy driving it is like anonymous too. Like he could be like an anonymous identity when he posts it. I don't think he's like, "What's up, guys? Follow me to break the law." But that's just like crazy. The cannonball record. That's a different route though. Yeah. That's from New York City to Redondo Beach, and that's 25 hours.
Do you think he was doing coke the whole time?
I don't know. Probably a little bit. Probably definitely some Adderall.
How are they getting away with this? Averaging 110.
There's no way.
They modify all their routes. This takes months and months of planning to do it. Because, and you also have like representatives and like teams like in different cities too to like make sure, like have the gas pump already ready to go for you. So when you come up, it's just like boom and you can keep going. You don't have to get out your credit card and stuff. It's a team effort. And then you also have a police scanner too to make sure you're, not going to hit anything and you're going down all these side routes. It's a
That's insane.
So much planning. But what's just freaky is that it keeps getting shorter and shorter and shorter. Like
that's
someone's always going to want to top it. COVID was a perfect time to do it during lockdowns. That was brilliant for that guy to set that record.
Yeah.
Cause like no one was out on the road.
Yeah. That's actually brilliant.
And that's the way to do it. It was a Audi S6 disguised as a Ford Taurus police car.
Oh shit.
Wait, what do you mean?
How did they do that?
How did he get away with that? Disguised as a police car?
Because like if a cop saw it, it would be like less suspicious. Like, because it looks like just a cop speeding. You could look like a state trooper and no one's going to like question that.
Dude, I would be fucking shitting bricks if I was driving around with a...
They put a Ford badge on it and a Back the Blue or Blue Lives Matter sticker.
Brilliant.
On the top of the roof.
Wait, and why did they do that?
So that they wouldn't get fucking stopped by cops.
I know, but just on the top, though, you can't see that shit.
Insane.
Wow.
Honestly, you would never get stopped by police if you fucking had that on your car. Wait,
look at this gas tank.
Wait, guys, that's like...
It's a hack. You put like...
Yeah,
a,
that's genius. I think everybody in LA should just put one on their car.
Just get a Blue Lives Matter flag.
And then I get a red one. I'd get a red one too, but the red one is for the firefighter.
You know, you're getting so close that you just pull into LA County and you're like, fuck!
Or no, at that point, it's like, you're trying to beat the record. It's like, follow me!
Yeah.
Officer, fuck, keep coming!
You just got a police escort at that
point. I gotta do it. I gotta make it.
I gotta finish. But it's good that like they'll have like a mic going like, I'm trying to beat the world record. And the car was like, pull over.
Average speed of 110 is crazy.
Damn. Yeah, and it's just so modified and stuff. Like, there's like so many screens on the inside giving them all their like analytics and routes they need to take. And
dude, that's a lot of stuff. That's a lot of people that you have to hire along the way.
Right.
To like just wait there. Just to, and they don't get anything out of this.
One I don't think will ever be beaten though.
Yeah, I agree because the circumstances of the time during COVID, yeah. Of course.
Hey, if Hantavirus does its thing,
oh God,
then somebody will probably be able to beat it.
That's the that's the ploy. Somebody just wants the cannonball record,
yeah. So they
release Hantavirus.
Wow, what an episode, guys! Thank you so much for tuning into another Zane Heath Unfiltered episode. You can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on all podcast platforms, and every Tuesday video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
That's right, baby. And also make sure to check out the Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We keep these cameras rolling. You get an extended cut of every single podcast episode. We also do early access, ad-free, a bonus episode, a live Q&A every month. Again, patreon.com/Zane and Heath to check it out. We're going to jump into the unwind right now. So we'll see you in a sec. And peace and blessings, y'all.
Peace and blessings, Toodles. Y'all.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.